Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings at 8:30 right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. How are you?
So good. What's up in the wide and wonderful world of art?
It is plein air central this week in Duluth, Minnesota, and the 30-mile surrounding. The Duluth Art Institute kicked off our plein air painting festival, Plein Air Duluth Paint du Nord, this week. It's the first in what we hope will be an annual event, and we welcomed 36 artists from across the state, across the country, to our wonderful fair city yesterday. What a perfect day to welcome them in. And all week they will be out and about in the wide open painting outside, and you'll be able to spot them. We have tomorrow morning, they'll be the idea basically is that they have, so yesterday they brought all these blank canvases. We stamped the back to make sure that they were, you know, certified blank when they started. And they have until Friday to create 5 masterpieces outside within 30 miles of the depot. So they can go all the way up to Two Harbors, to Superior, up the hill, but they have to do it all. They have to basically paint all this week.
Wow.
And we have, and so we have opportunities for the public to see them. You might, you know, just catch a glimpse of them randomly maybe they'll be on the sidewalk, maybe they'll be on Park Point. But tomorrow morning, a lot of them will be painting at Lester River. They're going to take a train up the way a little bit from the depot and paint at Lester River in the morning from about 9 to 11, so you can see that. On Wednesday, they're going to be painting at Glen Sheen, so they'll be painting outdoors on the beautiful, beautiful grounds of Glen Sheen from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. So that's sort of the day to see the full effect.
Now, I'm guessing if these people have a week to paint 5 masterpieces, that going up to them and asking them endless questions is a bad idea?
Well, you know, they're actually just lovely people that love art and love sharing. So, you know, I wouldn't say endless questions. That might be not so good. But you can certainly say, you know, why did you choose this color? Or, you know, is this, how do you like Duluth? Those, you know, maybe one or two. Keep it limited.
Minnesota nice, but not Minnesota endless.
Exactly. I mean, the real pleasure is just watching them, because I think the process itself is fascinating. So sitting back, you know, grabbing an umbrella and keeping out the sun and, you know, maybe bring them a glass of water. That might help.
Oh, that might be lovely.
The questions. Exactly.
And chocolate.
And chocolate. Yes. Both of those, I'm sure, are welcome. Okay. Or Northern Water sandwiches. You know, you never know.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And then, but what I'm really excited about is Thursday. So these are all, you know, these 36 artists will be the main ones painting. But Thursday, we're opening it up to the community. You know, you have all week watching these, and you might think, gosh, I think I could really get my hands wet and get dirty and messy and get involved in this quick paint thing. And Thursday evening at the Rose Garden in Leif Erickson, we've opened it up to the public. Anyone can come, and from 6 to 7:30, so it's really, you know, it's a sprint. To get your work done, you can bring a blank canvas, we'll stamp it, you can paint it, and we'll throw it up on the walls for our big celebration on Friday. Friday is when we unveil everything from 5 to 7 at the Duluth Art Institute, and you get to see what all of these artists have been up to all week. And then Saturday morning, we kind of have a nice final demo from Andy Evanson. He's going to be our juror, because some of these artists will be winning a prize. But our juror will be doing a free demonstration. We'll meet at the depot, and he'll take us down to some special location that he's scouted this week to show us how it's all done. So all of the details are, of course, online at duluthartinstitute.org, but it's just going to be a gorgeous week for watching folks paint.
It sounds exciting. So there will be packs of roving artists wandering the Northland today.
Don't let them bite you.
But, right. Just, offer them perhaps a cool beverage, a little chocolate, and you should be able to placate them and send them on their way without anybody being harmed. It sounds good.
Exactly. Exactly.
Annie, yep. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.